All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and welcome. And with that, we've begun our show. And so this is the show. So last weekend, I went to my niece's bat mitzvah. And of course, that got me thinking about my own bat, my own bar mitzvah. I got to remember my Hebrew. And so what I'm doing this morning is playing music that, you know, obviously I can't remember exactly what was played during my bar mitzvah. I think it was, you know, whatever. It's like you're 13 years old. Everyone's looking at you. It's like you're kind of thinking really not really productive thoughts. You're kind of keeping your shit together, so to speak. So I don't remember exactly what was played. Plus, it was a ton of years ago. It was December 8th, 1984. So, yeah, it's a couple decades, really, ago. And so I'm trying to remember what music was played and also what would have been played by the DJ and by the band. There was actually a band, not a DJ. So the band was playing mostly Motown stuff, but there was a lot of songs that some songs that he played, that the band played, that were also songs that my friends and I liked. And so I'm going to be playing music from that. And so that's what's going on. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. And we heard Thomas Dolby. She blinded me with science. So what could be next? How about Culture Club, Karma Chameleon, 1,000 Points of Light. Thanks for joining me here with you until 11 this morning. Nope, it's not that one. Got it.
Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's Devo with Whip It. Before that, Bow Wow Wow with I Want Candy from the excellent The Last of the Mohicans record, and prior to that, Adam Ant with Goody Two Shoes from Friend or Foe, and it was Culture Club's Karma Chameleon from Color by Number, starting things off. So why are we having an early 80s show? So, you know, it's funny, I had this theme, and now I'm realizing I need to amend the theme as we're going on, because originally, I was like, this is going to be music from my bar mitzvah, but now I realize that I actually remember now I had a band playing, and there was no DJ. And the band played some songs, but a lot of the songs that were played were for the benefit of my parents and their like friends and peers. So there was some Motown, and there was some of my stuff that I liked, but it was a band. And I remember them more as like the MC, kind of like refereeing Nerf basketball and calling up my relatives to light candles on the cake. So I don't really remember any songs they played. So this is more like music from the era of when I was 13 years old up until that point. What my friends and I were listening to, I think we gave away 45s, good Lord. The thing we had to put the little what's the little piece of plastic that goes in the middle? It's kind of like a spindle or something. Anyway, there were all kinds of random contests, and your prize was like a 45, and maybe one of those 45s was something that you are hearing on this show this morning, and that's sort of the idea, music that would have been played at my bar if I had a DJ. Music from that era. All right, up next, it's Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf from Rio, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. That I can see, it's just my fantasy.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. The old Jay Giles Band song, Centerfold, that was their, I think, their only number one hit from Freeze Frame. Before that, Men at Work with Who Can It Be Now from Business as Usual. Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf from Rio, and it was Devo's Whip It from Freedom of Choice, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. And so, as this show continues on, I'm amending my show theme. This is basically songs that would have been played at my bar mitzvah had I had a DJ. Songs from the era, because I went to my niece's bar mitzvah last week, and the DJ played just all manner of pop stuff. I didn't recognize one song, I'm happy to say. I think that there's no reason for an old man in his 50s to be jamming to the songs being played at a 13-year-old girl's bar mitzvah. So that was sort of what got me thinking about today and this show here this morning. And so that's what's going on. And right now, what we should be doing, and this is almost like a cliche. Well, the whole thing is a cliche, so what am I talking about? But I think what we should be doing now, instead of, you know, I'm just trying to deal with, like, trying to play the music that I actually want to hear at this point in my day, or is it stuff that best fits with the theme? And so the stuff that would best fit with the theme would be this next track from Journey called Open Arms. This is when the DJ would slow down the pace or the tempo of all the music being played and kind of thoughtfully look out into the crowd and look out amongst these, like, hormonal, 13-year-old boys and girls and say, all right, now's the time when we slow it down, and it's time to slow it down. And this is what we're going to play. We're going to play Open Arms by Journey, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Open arms. you kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Thank you.
All right, Billy Ocean. He's one of the great lightweights of the 80s. Oh, for sure. Oh, my God, yes. That was, of course, Caribbean Queen, No More Love on the Run, from Suddenly. And before that, local favorite, The Cars, with You Might Think, from Heartbeat City. I have that one on vinyl, I'm proud to say. The Michael Jackson Beat It off of Thriller. I have that one on vinyl, too. And then it was Journey's Open Arms. I have that one on vinyl. I didn't play any of them on vinyl, though. I have CDs, and I'm playing digital files. We slowed it down for Open Arms. That was a moment to cop a feel. Oh, my God. So what's the going on this morning? You're probably wondering if you're just tuning in. So, let me tell you. This is the music that would have been played at my bar mitzvah had I not had a band. The Excursions played instead, and they were like a jazz fusion. I don't know. It's not true. But they did play mostly stuff for my parents. I guess my dad was footing the bill, so maybe he figured, you know, a heavy dose of the Four Tops, the Temptations, and like, you know, Donna Summer, or not Donna Summer, Diana Ross and the Supreme. Diana Ross, I think maybe that's what they played. I don't know. I just feel like if I had a DJ, this is the stuff that he would have played at my bar mitzvah, and so that's what's going on here this morning. You know, and the sax, seriously, speaking of music from the era, it's like I feel like every song had a big sax solo in it for about 2 years, including that last one we just heard from Billy Ocean. And you'd think he wouldn't need a sax. He would have something else happening, his voice, like the beat or whatever. I don't know, but it's like, you know, you get in a room, you got a producer, you got to have a sax solo. And that's, I think, what happened there. All right, up next, it's Animotion with Obsession, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
Your face.